Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masechet Zvachim. We are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So we're talking about Chutz L'Zmano and Chutz L'Mekomo. So says the Mishnah, Shochenes is Evach Lechel, Dover Shein Darko Lechel. Let's say someone shechs a carbon, having in mind he eats something like the Emurin, which aren't supposed to be eaten, supposed to be burnt on the Mizbech. U'lahakti Dover Shein Darko Lahaktiyon. Where he has in mind that he's going to burn something that's supposed to be eaten, not something that's supposed to be burnt. So kosher. In either of those cases, the carbon is still going to be kosher. Having in mind, eating and burning will only passel if it's a machshava of something that should be eaten or should be burnt. But if it's about things that shouldn't be eaten or shouldn't be burnt anyway, then it's not going to passel. So that's the rule of these machshavas. I mean, we're talking about a bad machshava, like machshava chutz l'zman or chutz l'mekomo, but on the wrong thing. So machshava chutz l'zman or chutz l'mekomo is not going to ruin it when the machshava is about an achil on something that's not nechal or haktar on something that's not huktar. Rabbi Eliezer posel, but Rabbi Eliezer says it does posel the karban because the dinim of pigel apply to all parts of the karban. So meaning. To any part that's either parts that are eaten or parts that are burnt, because even parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach, and that's also called Achila. So it's all considered to be one big Achila. If a person shechts a carbon having in mind to eat something that's supposed to be eaten, like the basar of the carbon, or to burn something that's supposed to be burnt, like the emurin of the carbon, and he has in mind to do a chutz l'mekomo or a chutz l'zmano, pachus mikazayis, but he has in mind to do so on less than a kazayis of the basar of the emurin, then kosher. Then the carbon is going to be kosher because pachas mikzayis is not considered achila min hatorah. Lechel chatzi zayis ulahaktir chatzi zayis. If he shechted it, having in mind to eat a chatzi zayis chutz lizmano and to burn a chatzi zayis chutz lizmano, kosher, it's going to be kosher because the two are not mitzdarif. Shein achila v'aktara mitzdarfin. Achila and aktara are not mitzdarif with one another, so he didn't have a kazayis worth of machshava. Mishnah dalet hashochir says evach lechel kazayis mina or. If a person shechts a carbon having in mind to eat a kazayis of the hide of the animal, mina rotev, or the gravy of the animal's meat, min akipo, or the little teeny pieces that fall off as you cook the meat from, it slow cooks and pieces just come off of the meat, min alal, or from the alal, little pieces of meat that stick onto the skin of the animal, min atzamos, or from the bones of the animals, min agidim, from the sinews, the veins, min atalpayim, min akarnayim, from the hoofs or the horns, chutz zmano, chutz mekomo, and you want to eat one of those things, chutz zmano, chutz mekomo, kosher, the carbon is still going to be kosher, because everything we just mentioned is either something that is totally inedible or something that no one cares about. So whatever machshava you have on them is not going to be an impactful machshava. And you're not chayev kares reading those things on account of them being pigle or noser if you leave it over past his man, or tameh, even though you're not allowed to eat meat of a carbon that becomes pigle or meat that was left chutzos mano, and usually you're chayev kares for that. If you did it on such items like hoofs and horns and things like that, you're not going to be chayv kares. And if you ate any of those things from a kosher carbon while you were tameh, you're not going to be chayv kares for eating bitumah, because the isser of pigul noser and tameh only apply to parts that are both edible and important and significant parts of the carbon. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we had Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you shecht a carbon to eat something that's not meant to be, to be maktir, something that's not meant to be huktar, chutz zman or chutz mekomo, Tanakama says kosher, Rabbi Elazar says pasul. But everyone agrees that if you have in mind to eat that which is meant to be eaten, to be makted, that which is meant to be burnt, but pachas mikazayis, everyone agrees that that's going to be kosher. And we also said that a machshava of chatzi zayis of achila with a machshava of chatzi zayis of akhtara is also going to be kosher because it's not going to be mitztarif with one another. Then in Mishnah Dalet we said that if you shecht a carbon, having in mind of chutz l'zman or chutz l'mekomo, of eating the hide or the gravy or the little pieces that fall off of it, or the little pieces that attach to the skin, or the bones, or the sinews, or the hoofs, or the horns. So all of those machshavos are not going to passel, because those are not significant and edible parts of the animal, and none of those things are subject to pigol, nosar, or tameh. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey.